Hey, man, January 15th, 10 p.m. BET, it's here. The show is being promoted as the fakest reality show on TV.
Yeah.
I love it.
Kevin Hart, what is it about?
Oh, man, well, first of all, let me explain something to y'all. I'm about to change television. Okay, that's what I'm about to do. I done took my right hand and smacked TV upside the head with something called the Fist of Fury. Look, this is the reason why I'm calling this the fakest reality show on television is, you know, for some time now, we as people have done nothing but complain about reality TV, from all these shows, from the Basketball Wives, Real Housewives of Atlanta, the Wives of Orange County, all these shows. We just complain and say all these women do is get on here and bicker and argue. So when I did the BET Awards and we had that sketch, it was just something funny. It was a funny sketch about that world. Then I was approached to making a TV show, but I said, I don't know if I can. It might not be funny for that long. But after sitting with a lot of my writing friends, we sat down and we came up with the idea, like, what if we make it a fake reality show, but we had to get actors that didn't mind playing themselves, but an exaggerated version of it. So when I literally put the cast together, we got Boris Kodjo, we got Robin Thicke, we got Nelly, Nick Cannon, J.B. Smoove, Dwayne Martin. These were all guys who had wives, but they're like funny lives, you know, from Nick being with Mariah, from Boris and Nicole, from Robin Thicke and Paula Patton, J.B. Smoove and his wife, and Dwayne Martin and Tisha Campbell, myself just getting divorced. It put the funny atmosphere out of there. And when I say it's the funniest thing in the world because we're playing ourselves, but just super exaggerated, man. Like, you know, I'm mad at Robin Thicke because I feel like Paula should be with a black man.
What you mad at Robin?
I'm mad at Robin. I said, we want her back. And he's like, what you talking about? You know what I'm talking about. We as people, black people. We have me. Like, I told Nick Cannon, I said, you know, I feel like Nick hides Mariah Carey from me. Every time I come over the house, she's never there. I said, like, you don't want us to have what we used to have. He's like, what you talking about? I said, you know what I'm talking about, Nick. You know, the whole thing is I got the tattoo of Mariah on my back, and nobody knows why. Nobody knows why me and Nick had the same
Mariah. So you just, tattoo. On the show, you're the habitual liar.
Yes.
You're the catalyst of all the BS.
Dude, it's Larry David. It's Curb Your Enthusiasm. I'm basically Larry David. I'm the reason for all problems. Whether good or bad, I create them. And in this world, this fake world that we've embellished, man, is hilarious. It really is, man. Steve, I can't wait for y'all to see it. And Steve, you're going to be on it soon. I just didn't tell you yet. I don't know what I'm having you do. I don't know what I'm having you do. I'm not even going to tell you when you're filming it. I'm just going to show up. And you're going to be like, what's the camera crew? I'm like, I don't know. That's crazy. And then I'm going to ask you to sign the paper when I leave. Sign the paper real quick, Steve.
I can't wait to see this show. We've been waiting for it, Kevin. We
promos
really
look good, man.
It's crazy. We premiered it and tested through the roof. You know, I'm excited because actually BET took a chance. You know, they wanted me to do it with their network, and I said, look, you know, I don't want you guys to do this show if you're going to dull it down and try to change it and, you know, make it look like a show that you used to have. I said, take a chance, spend some money, and have a show that can actually possibly change the network. And they did that. They financially backed it, and literally from promos to input and everything else, they're standing behind the show 100%. And I feel like it actually could be different for the network. I can't wait.
Wow. Hey, man, I can only predict it to be a huge success. I can't see how it can't. First of all, it's too many fools on the show.
A lot of
And then it's the only show that's reality based around men.
Yeah.
It's the only one.
Yeah.
Nobody
stupid
else.
Men. Make sure you put that in there. Stupid men.
Kevin. No, Kevin.
You. It's okay.
You're the stupid man, Kevin. The rest of them have been duped.
Nick Cannon is stupid, too. I tell Nick he's stupid.
Yeah, he can. Yeah, he can. Nick can. And J.B. Smoove can, too.
J.B. Smoove is stupid because nobody understands what he's saying on the first two.
You said it, Kevin.
You ain't lying, man.
The first two takes that J.B. Smoove has are always confusing. We got to always take it back. J.B., nobody understood that. It's too many. Yeah. We got to take all S's out of J.B. Smoove's sentences.
So sweet.
You are so crazy.
Yeah. Hey, Kevin Hart, man, we on board with you, man. Yeah. January 15th, 10 p.m. Eastern on BET. We love you, boy.
Love you back. Real Hustlers of Hollywood. Make sure y'all tune in.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.